Close your eyes. Breathe with your whole body. Think of all the blood vessels, all the nerves participating in the breath as you breathe in, as you breathe out. Think of the breath flowing smoothly and your awareness filling the whole body. So the body is full of breath, full of a sense of pleasure, full of awareness. Don't leave any room for thoughts to come in. Try to be fully present right here. I saw a cartoon one time. A woman is sitting meditating, and all of a sudden the word think appears in her forehead, and then think appears in her arm. Think, 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 and finally her whole body is obliterated by think, think, think. So we're trying to prevent that. Don't leave any space in the body for thoughts to come and take hold. Try to give the mind a place where it can really rest. We've been thinking ever since we learned language. And it's time to give the mind a chance to just be by itself, watching itself. And the best way to do that is to fill the whole body with a sense of good, comfortable breath. So there will be some directed thought and evaluation as you clear up any patterns of tension that get in the way of the breath, or if you find any spots in the body that you're not fully aware of. But otherwise, be fully immersed in the breath. One of the terms for being with the breath is kaya katasati, mindfulness immersed in the body. You want your awareness to be totally immersed right here, not reaching out to the past, not reaching out to the future, not reaching out to anything else right here, just right here with your body, filling the body. You're aware of your head in your head, but not the way it usually is, where you're up in your head and you're looking at the rest of the body. You want to be aware of the body in the body. Your hands in your hands, your feet in your feet. There's an awareness right there. Allow it to have some prominence. Let your thoughts fade into the background. Allow yourself to be right here. As you're right here, you will begin to notice things you didn't notice before, which is what it's all about. Things that are going on in the mind. There are many, many levels to the mind. So try to clear up as many as you can. This is one of the ways in which good concentration provides a good foundation for insight. Clearing out all the noise so you can see what's there. It's like going into your house, seeing there are signs of mouse occupation. Droppings here, droppings there. Something's chewed here, chewed there. You know the mice are someplace in the walls, but you don't know where. You've got the TV blaring, you've got the refrigerator on, got the stereo. All these things are making noise. So try to turn them all off. So you can hear clearly what's going on in the walls. And a little scratch, scratch here, then you know where the mice are. In other words, the subtle thoughts that move into the mind, greed, aversion, and delusion, start out with very small. And you want to catch them while they're small. So you make sure they don't take root. When they take root, then it's harder to get them out. But if you can catch them right at the very beginning, it's a lot easier. So make things very still. And if nothing seems to be happening in the stillness, just wait. It's like adjusting your eyes to a very bright room. You move into the room, and everything is so bright, it seems to be nothing at all in the room but the bright light. But then as you adjust your eyes, you begin to see there are objects in the room. So adjust to stillness. Make this your default mode. You'll learn a lot of things about the mind you would have known otherwise. You may have read about them in books, but you want to see them for yourself right as they're happening. That's when your insight is real. You can really do something based on it.